In the small towns of Franklin County, New York, people look to a local weekly newspaper for more than the news, according to commentator Jill Vaughn.
Franklin County's a bust for shopaholics. There's no mall, no Walmart. Instead, there's the Franklin County Free Trader. If you want to sell a pig or buy a car, the Free Trader's the place to do it. This is the lifeblood, the cultural record of Franklin County. It's delivered Thursday mornings to waiting cafes and convenience stores. The best deals go quickly. People scan the columns. Their daughter needs a wood stove. Their nephew wants a chainsaw. Here's a typical ad. For sale, Dana 60 Axle. Someone who runs an ad like that knows it serves a dual purpose. You might sell the axle, but you'll also meet people who know their axles. A rusty pickup eases into your yard, and a couple men slide out of the cab. An hour later, they're still talking transfer cases. They know someone that might have a part you're looking for. Their nephew's looking for some work if you need help with that roof. From then on, they're a resource. Another one. Steel two-stroke motor chainsaw. Must sell. That must sell phrase tells you there's wiggle room on the price. When you call, you downplay what something's worth. You find out what they need to get for it. When you need money, selling the contents of sheds and barns is as good as a savings account. Some ads stick in your mind. Would the lady in the yellow station wagon call me back? I changed my mind. Or, personable Jersey cow, three teats, don't want a beefer. There are ads for bags of clothes, a season's worth for a few dollars. 1990 Cherokee, no wheels, $300, willing to talk. My son says, I bet that's the blue one behind the barn in the falls. The kids come home with gossip. The guy's mother used to work on our farm. The Free Trader doesn't contribute much to the gross national product. What it does is bind the county together, and it keeps stories and knowledge alive.
Jill Vaughn lives in Moira, New York.